back. WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively getting it done up here. We're at Pappas. They just put the sign out in front. I mean, I was here with the temporary sign. We are in the Greenbrier Shopping Center. It's all courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery, and I've been giving out so many of these tickets. We've had some winners up here. Up to $10,000 on these puppies here. I'll also have these later in the month on the 27th. We're going to be at Captain Larry's in Federal Hill downtown, and then on the 28th, back at Fadley's in the morning. We sort of had a skip out on Fadley's last week with opening day, but no skip out here at Pappas. We had an Odell Beckham Jr. press conference. We've had an Oriole game that's still in progress here and moving into the afternoon. People eating great crab cakes. A lot of friends up here. My boy Ken Finley's at the bar trying to get me lubricated the right way. But I've been to the Greenbrier Shopping Center a couple of times in my past because I like Philadelphia pretzels. So I know the Philadelphia pretzel place is up here, but there's a lot of other community places. And everybody knows I'm into, like, fitness, and I'm into local, and I'm into all this stuff. That's why I do the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery and Window Nation. And my dear friend Kristen Dorn, who helped me with my website years ago, said, there's this couple, they have, like, a business there, and they have this thing, and they're nice people, and you should reach to them. So Dummy Me reaches to them this week, and they're like, are they on like some anniversary? Or they're, what
yes.
are they doing?
So Bobby just celebrated his 50th birthday on April 10th, so they flew to Maine.
All right, Maine?
Yeah, so they're
That's
staying...
That's not warmer there. It's colder there.
I know, right? They're staying in the Cliffs. It's a beautiful resort up
okay.
out there. Yeah, so the big 50, the big 5-0.
All right. Well, Natalie is here in their stead today, and there's several businesses involved, local, and give me the story about your place. You said you're three paces away, because I
yeah.
saw Bobby and Angel put pictures up in here in Pappas. This was an Applebee's forever, right?
I know, yes.
So, I mean, you've been in the neighborhood for a while, eating good in the neighborhood. I said, we're
right.
eating better in this neighborhood right now at Pappas here. But when a new tenant comes in and giving support, that's your community organization.
We are so happy to have Pappas right local, because we definitely want to partner up with them. But we're right at Stay in Line, right catty corner.
What is Stay in Line? Sounds like my kind of fitness joint.
So we're a bar studio. So
bar, I don't know how to say that.
Yeah,
B-A-R-R-E. This is a bar.
This
different
is a bar.
Kind of bar.
Different kind of bar.
Different
two
kind of
bars.
Bar. All right.
Two
gotcha.
Bars.
All right.
So
I always called it Barry or Barry. I didn't know how to say it's bar.
I know. We get that a lot, but it's bar.
My
it's
son's name is B-A-R-R-Y, Barry.
Barry.
You know, right? But see, B-A-R-R-E, right?
Uh-huh.
So I didn't. Okay, so what is it?
So, okay, so it's like low impact body weight movement. So when you think of bar, you're going to think of like a ballet bar. We do have some classes that have ballet elements, but for the most part, everyone has their own take on bar.
I'm a hot yoga guy.
Oh, okay.
So but when I say that, people are like, oh, yoga, you know, whatever. I've done all kinds of yoga. Currently, I have a back issue.
Okay.
I like vinyasa. I like
okay,
things
yes.
where, and I like heat.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not a hot room, I'm probably not going to love it.
Right.
I like to sweat instantly. I mean, the place I go, and I'm not going to shout out, they don't keep it as hot as I want to keep it, so I'm
right.
always yelling I want it hotter.
Right.
But I don't want Bikram. I don't want 26-2. I'm not looking for structure.
Right.
I'm looking for, like, music, wavy gravy, some candles,
mm-hmm.
and some serious sweat.
We do offer yoga at the studio, but it's not hot yoga.
What is bear? What is this?
So, I mean, you
I did Zumba last week, so I wanted
to. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't do it. No, I did a segment on it.
Oh, I saw that. I actually listened.
So Gigi's my friend.
Uh-huh.
So she, I'm trying to figure out, I have shoes that are cross-training shoes, and I only do hot yoga. I don't
okay.
do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to try to, like, mix some other fun, something that might be fun.
Yeah, no.
I would have never have known hot yoga was fun unless I did it.
But, well,
because it doesn't sound appealing.
Your first class is free.
It doesn't sound appealing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We get in a room, we get on a mat, mm-hmm. we sweat our asses off, you drink a lot of water.
Right.
And you feel good.
Right.
All right, you know, maybe, but it's not for everybody.
No,
but,
and yoga's not for everyone, but everyone that has tried bar, I will say.
Am I going to sweat?
Yes, you're going to sweat.
All
absolutely.
Right. If I'm going to sweat, I like it.
Yes. And, I mean, we could always turn up the temp for you.
Is there music?
Oh, yes. There's great music. It kind of depends on the instructor. They each have their own style of what they like to do, and I'm sure you see that in yoga, too.
I purposely did this for radio purposes. I knew you were coming. I sort of Googled you last night, found you on Facebook, and your girlfriend and your friend. So, see all that? But, like, I didn't even know how to say B-A-R-R-E, And I thought, I'm going to learn about it. This is the way I do it. I do it on the radio like this. Mm-hmm. I don't like really want to. I could have seen a video. And try right. to so what is it? Like in a movement way,
so
is it dance?
Think a lot of pulses, a lot of squats, a lot of repetitive movements.
So
with
that's yogic?
Yeah. So it has. So if you look up the definition of bar, you're going to see that it has some yoga and some mat Pilates elements in it. So
see,
have
they
you ever
sneak the Pilates in on me, okay? I went to a legitimate Pilates studio like 20 years ago.
Uh-huh. And with reformers?
With the
robes. Yeah, the big
reformers.
Right.
It was a big thing. Now I do more like, in yoga, we're doing more like head up, legs up. Core work, floor core work.
Right. So bar is a total body workout. You're not just working on you're not just on the mat. You're not just on the bar.
60 minutes, 90. What are we looking at?
So we do have a 45-minute class for those who have a tight schedule. But most classes are 60 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then our instructors have different backgrounds. So have you ever taken a Les Mills class?
I don't know how to
like
say
a body,
that.
A Les Mills, like a body pump class?
No.
Okay, so body pump it's more of like cardio HIIT training, but some of our instructors have that background, so they incorporate some of those things into the class. So every class is super stylistic to the instructor, but they all have the same certification, the same, they do the same things. Like they're on the mat doing the core work, they're doing the pulses on the
body. I did a cardio HIIT yoga class for the first time in my life 10 days ago, 12 days ago. And it was okay. I just, I'm addicted to vinyasa. I'm addicted to the movement.
You like what you like.
And that's why, like, Gigi last week was talking about Zumba. She's like, you can move any way you want. I didn't like structure of step aerobics. And I don't like a seat on my crotch, like spinning.
Like cycle and spinning.
It's just like not... I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. It's not fun for me. It's not something I want to go back and do. Mm-hmm. So I love hot yoga. I love vinyasa. Mm-hmm. I love walking. I'm a walker. I like. I walk everywhere. I miss living downtown for that. But I'm looking for that next thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking for what is the next thing I might fall in love with. Right.
Well, definitely come check us out. We would love to have you. And we also are offering fly dance. So our lead bar instructor, it's similar to a yoga. I mean, I'm sorry. It's similar to a Zumba. And as you know, Zumba is Latin music. Our fly dance class is all hip hop music. So it's super fun. Tina, our lead bar instructor, she has the only certification in fly dance in the state of Maryland. So it's a brand new certification.
I'm going to have to Google fly dance now.
I'll show you the TikToks after. They're amazing. You're going to love it. If you love to dance and those are the things that you like to do, you would absolutely love it.
You know, it's interesting for me because I'm 50. I'll be 55 in October. My wife just turned 50. And the plague changed so many things about being close to people.
Right.
Even to, you know, I would have hugged you and said hello. Mm-hmm. Nice to, I haven't shaken your hand. Mm-hmm. Touching people, right? The dancing part of the world being shut down and coming back out. Now that we're old farts, mm-hmm. I have a friend over in Europe opening an old school disco. Like, he's an old rock star.
Wow, that's
and
cool.
Just to give people that are 55 a place to go and dance to that music.
Right.
Not hip hop, not in the club where everybody's 21 and throwing up on my shoes.
Right.
You know, I travel, I go out, I go to bars. I'm not, after 11 at night, nothing good happens. But, like, going someplace to dance, I feel like there's a lot of places people strum the guitar. I love rock and roll. Mm-hmm. But like dancing, a dance thing, that if you could incorporate that into working out, you wouldn't feel like, well, I got to go to the club on Saturday night.
Right, exactly.
It's sort of like...
And it's very structured. So,
and I love to dance.
Yes.
So I would be into this.
Yes. So it's very structured. So Tina will break down the steps in an 8 count. You'll start from the top with just that 8 count. And then by the end of the class, you're putting a whole dance together. And you're constantly moving. So you're constantly, you know, burning calories, breaking that sweat, getting that heart rate up. So it's definitely a great class. I'm super excited. The official start date of Fly Dance is actually April 20th, so next week.
All right. Well, Natalie Conley's here from Inline. They're in the parking lot here at Greenbrier Shopping Center. We're at Pappas, courtesy of the Maryland Lottery. I'm giving out. Did anybody win? Did we get any winners? I'm trying to figure out. Like last week, I had a $50 winner at Fade this last
week. Wow.
Taking pictures with people. People trying to buy me drinks. Like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Spend it on yourself. You're a winner. Be a winner. It's
good.
The original invitation was Bobby and Angel to come out and be a part of us because of Kristen. They're out of town. They have a restaurant too, right? They have like a whole health thing. Like,
yes.
I've been checking out. He did the news the other day. There's things happening in your company above and beyond what's happening in the parking lot here,
so
right?
So stay in line is just one avenue that we have.
Stay in line. Stay in line bar. I'm sorry, I said in line.
Stay in line bar. So Bobby and Angel are also investors in the local. They're partners with Zach, Chef Zach. Have you been to the local?
I have not. Oh, they have crab cake there, right?
They do.
See, any place with the crab, I'm coming.
We're coming for you. He's coming for you. I'll set that up for you. And then we have Nature Care and Wellness in Perryville, so a medical cannabis dispensary, soon to be recreational July 1st. And then Bobby, his full-time job, on top of his many other jobs, is he is part owner in a mortgage company in White Marsh. So he's a loan officer, works in reverse mortgages.
Well, she was a cheerleader, right?
With the Ravens? Yes, yeah, she was a Ravens cheerleader for many years, started cheering when she was 19. So she's a Pro Bowl cheerleader as well. She went to the year we won the Super Bowl. She was the Pro Bowl cheerleader.
Double winner.
Yes, double winner.
That's when the Pro Bowl was the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
It was in a Y.
Uh-huh.
Now they've screwed it all up. So she was the big winner.
She was the big winner.
Well, let them know when they're back. Maybe I'll come over local. We'll do something over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the crab cake tour is non-denominational. I mean, I appreciate our friends here at Pappas and our sponsors. We're going to have Justin on a little later on, Tim, talking about the neighborhood. And I know for you guys being here... Mm-hmm. This place has been packed.
Yes, the parking lot has been packed every day.
They were worried they wouldn't. You see where they set me up. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm not set up like a legitimate table because
right.
They were worried that like I wouldn't be able to have a real table because
right.
It's crazy in here.
It is crazy. And that parking lot, I mean, it hasn't stopped since the day they opened the doors. I'm blown away.
How many years have you guys been here?
So we officially just hit our 1 year April 1st.
Okay.
Yes.
So you didn't live through COVID and all of that?
No, we did not.
Yeah, I mean... The post side of COVID is staying in shape, being in, you know, like having all that time to yourself, right?
Right.
And I think it's a beautiful thing, bringing community together.
And Kristen Dorn that you mentioned is
sure.
one of our beloved members. We absolutely love her at the studio. She comes.
Kristen
she,
dances?
Well.
She didn't invite me. She invited you on a show, though.
We'll extend. Thank you, Kristen.
Well, so give Kristen some love. She did a great job with our website as well. We love Kristen Dorn and her children and all that. I've known Kristen forever and ever. I got involved with her. You talk about how people come together. Mm-hmm. My wife was diagnosed with leukemia in March of 2014, and the organization that came forward to try to help save her life, There Goes My Hero, Eric Sauer, lives about a mile away, right down in Abingdon. And so Kristen was their artist for their website, and then she did a baseball for me. I did a Give a Spit tour. I did 30 ballparks in 30 days.
Oh, wow.
And she did this really awesome logo for me, and then she developed my website for me.
She's amazing.
About 3.5 years ago now. So
we love her. We
all
love
right.
Her.
Well,
amazing.
Shout out to Kristen Dorn. See, what happens, like a barn raising for me when I come up to Harford County, because I'm like, who wants to come on the show? And then Mickey's like, I live 5 minutes away. I'll come over and tell jokes. And next thing, and then you're here, and we got Chesapeake Feline Association as well. We're going to be talking about adopting cats, because I love cats. And then Barry Glassman, former Harford County. He was a Harford County executive when you guys cut your ribbon a year ago.
Yes, he was. He was there.
So Glassman has been out with his Shepherd Farm thing and all that. But more than that, he's been down in Annapolis for the session. And the session just ended. So I want to find out what recreational cannabis being one of the many things going on.
He's been a great help with recreational cannabis, so I'm excited for
I plan on talking to him about that. Yeah. He will be on the show. Barry Glass will be here at 4:20 today. He'll be here on the program.
Look at that.
It's 4:15, but it's 4:20 for me because I'll be 5 minutes late. Thanks for coming by. Tell everybody
Thank
how to find you,
so you
and find, well, they need to find Pappas first and foremost, to find the bar here and get a crab cake. But once you get here and you need to work it off, and I had a salad for lunch because I'm hitting a hot mat tonight.
Yeah.
Because I got things going on next week that are going to require me to be in peak physical condition. So people here, and you're 5 feet away. Literally.
Yeah, we're literally catty cornered right to Pappas. We are catty cornered right there, right next to
Do you
to
smell
Patton
the
bottom.
Crab cakes now?
I try to keep the door shut, or else I'd be here all the time.
Well, thank you for coming out on short notice, and give Bobby and Angel my best, and tell them we'll get local.
Yeah, absolutely. I can absolutely set that up for you.
If they put a crab cake in front of me, I'm doing a
You're
show.
There.
I'm there. On behalf of the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, you buy two, you get two free. It's 5 years, 0% financing. I got my windows last year. I didn't get 0% financing for 5 years. So I just want to let you know, they're giving you a better deal than they're giving me. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery will be giving these away on the 27th at Captain Larry's in Federal Hill, then the 28th back down at Fadley's in the morning. Got a lot to get to. That's draft day and the day after the draft. Lucas is at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. He's been out at Owings Mills for all the truth and the lies, and Odell Beckham Jr. Meanwhile, I'm up here at Pappas, drinking things, eating things, having crab cakes, and having fun. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're back for more on WNST AM 1570. we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive, even when we're in Harford County.